I remember when I was a boy, I was quite fond of poetry, and especially of Tennyson and Browning at one time. And I remember there's one line of Browning which always struck me very forcibly, and that was, "He knows not England who only England knows." And I've certainly been able to verify the truth of this as a result of my own experiences in India and other countries. When you know only your own country, your own customs, your own culture, you don't really know them because you've no standard of comparison. Knowledge, we may say, is essentially comparison. You come to know a thing, you come to understand a thing by comparing it with another thing. If you know only one thing, you don't therefore even know that thing. So after spending 20 years in the East, I feel that I understand this country much better than I would have understood had I remained here all the time. Because things I would have taken for granted, I now see, in comparison with different things of the same nature of other countries, in a fresh, in a new light, as it were. And I can appreciate and I can understand better and more deeply. So it's just the same in the sphere of religion. One might say that you can't even understand your own religion except in relation to other religions. And this is one of the values, even for the religious person, of the study of other religions. Other religions even throw light upon your own. You may not abandon your own, in fact, you may be more firmly, more securely anchored in your own as a result of studying other religions, because you come to know your own religion better by way of comparison and by way of contrast. So the wider you can increase your scope, the more other religions and faiths and philosophies you can draw in and understand and appreciate, the deeper will become even your own religious understanding and religious faith. Therefore it is, I feel, a very good and a very healthy sign that you, who are, if you are anything, or Christians, perhaps of various denominations, should have taken up the study of other religions, including Buddhism. Buddhists, as we'll come to see later on, are usually quite open-minded about other religions. They're quite willing to learn about and to learn from other religions. And if that sort of attitude, if that sort of tendency can spread among Christians, also if they can come to know something about Buddhism, then it surely to the good and the benefit of both faiths. Not so many weeks ago I had the opportunity of meeting someone about whom you might have heard, and that is the Bishop of Woolwich. I don't know whether you have heard of him, perhaps you have. He's rather well known, if not notorious, because he's written, as you no doubt know, a book called Honest to God, in which he has made the point that the traditional image of God must go. Well, I met him, as I've said, a few weeks ago, and we had a long discussion lasting about 2.5 hours, and we did feel at the end of it that we did have quite a lot in common. He's gone now to the United States to give some lectures, but just before we parted he said, "I look forward very much after my return to coming to see you at the Hampstead Buddhist Vihara." So we're expecting to have him along here to see us and have another talk fairly soon. So this is the way in which things are developing nowadays. Even 20 years ago, the idea of a Christian bishop calling on a Buddhist monk at a Buddhist Vihara would have been almost unthinkable, or if thinkable, even quite shocking. But that isn't the case any longer. As the world grows smaller, people are drawn closer and ever closer together. So that's how you all come to be sitting here this afternoon, because your minds are broadened as a result of these developments I've been speaking about, and you've come to try to understand, perhaps to appreciate, something about Buddhism.